You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Michael Yon. He is in Panama City on the Pacific side. And we're reflecting on the Chinese influence peddling that's going on in Panama City to the government, to the private enterprise, to Li Ka-shing, a Chinese Hong Kong billionaire who owns C.K. Hutchinson, and the Balboa and Cristobal ports, two of the five ports facilities at either end of the 82-kilometer-long Panama Canal. But south, in the province known as Darien, it has to do with European idea that they were going to form a perfect settlement there from Scotland. It didn't work because of disease and heat and general conditions at the time. But the Darien province is where the Darien Gap is. This is a 60-mile break in the Panama, in the Pan-American Highway. And that break has been at the center of mystery about the huge immigration that's come to the U.S. as an invasion force the last 4 years. Michael was there at the beginning, and he's there at the end. And the question is, what's happened to the Darien Gap since the Trump administration took over the leadership of North America and South America? Michael, it used to be that we recorded anywhere from, I remember in 21, we started at about, 200 a week. Then it went to thousands. Now, what are the numbers coming through the Darien Gap that you can understand?
Oh, yeah. It went to like 80 or 90,000 in a month at some point, right? It went from, now it's down to probably 2%. It's down to, I don't know what it's been in the last few weeks. I was just talking with one of the Indians yesterday. He said it's very low, but I'm going to guess it's like a dozen a day at this point. That's a guess, but it's an educated guess. But the camps are still wide open in the Darien. So the plumbing has not been uninstalled. And that concerns me greatly because we have not gone after the United Nations. And the United States is talking about expanding those camps down in the Darien. Why would you do that? People often say, well, that would be to return the people to their countries, which makes zero sense. If you understand, you know, what's going on down here and in the Darien, you would never use Darien as a return staging place to send people back to their countries. It doesn't even make sense at all. And so if they're expanding, if they're thinking about expanding, for instance, San Vicente camp, which I call China camp, why would you be doing that? And why aren't we going after the United Nations? I do not know the answers. But what I do see is that the flow of the invasion has been more like a water tap. The water tap's been turned mostly off. It's still dripping through down here anyway. In other parts, it's still flowing. But it's still there. Why aren't we ripping the plumbing out?
Also, China. It's building in the Darien province. What is it building?
Oh, it's the bridges. Now, they don't have their name on it, but there's the – and I put this on Substack the other day, a couple things actually, including video and drone video of the bridges that they're building down to Colombia. Now, people keep saying, like a man told me yesterday, he said, you know, he's been here for more than 50 years. He said, I've heard for 50 years – that they're going to build a road to Colombia, and they never do. He goes, that's nonsense, which is what everybody tells me. I said, I assure you with 100% surety that all those things that they talk about through the years that they were going to do, they are physically doing them now, because I'm down there all the time and they're building two bridges. And actually, interestingly, last week, the U.S. Army was down in a village called Pinogana. It's near Yavitsa. Yavitsa is the end of Highway 1. And that's where the two bridges are being built. One is near Yavitsa, and the other is also near Yavitsa, near a place called Pinogana. And the U.S. Army was down there doing their civil affairs thing in Pinogana, right where the bridges are. This is actually, Pinogana is actually in the Darien Gap, like honestly in the Darien Gap, not just in Darien Province, because there's Darien Province, which is not quite the gap yet. And then there's the Darien Gap, where the road, you know, you're beyond where the road ended. So Pinogana is near the second bridge. And then if you look at the route that those two bridges are lined up to go on, it's to Colombia, right? And from the Colombian side, they're also building up that direction. So these ant trails are going to connect. And these are the same way. How did I find this? I found it maybe, I don't know, a year and a half ago or so. And because I look at old maps all the time and read old books, and I saw, and I was like, well, if they were going to build a road, somebody would have mapped this out like 100 years ago, which they did. So I just looked at, I just kept looking at the old routes that they had already mapped out. And that's exactly where they're building it now. And so, yeah, the intent is quite clear. Those, you should see the bridges. Go to my Substack and you'll see the how substantial those bridges are. When we, when I first went down there, the guy said, the foreman said, you know, we asked, why are you doing this? And it was like second or third trip. I asked, why are you doing this? And he said, oh, for yucca. They're going to bring yucca in. I'm like, yucca? What are those? You got tanks made out of yucca? I mean, this is a huge bridge. It's like, you know what I mean? You should look at the infrastructure of this bridge. It's quite substantial.
They're building a bridge on the Pacific side, and they're building a bridge in Darien. So what is your speculation, Michael? Why would the Chinese put money in this?
Oh, Belt and Road Initiative. They're clear. They've got a book, but I've got the book. It's Panama, the Belt and Road Initiative, China's Belt and Road Initiative. And they talk about going through Darien. It's in the book. I mean, they don't hide it. It's right there.
All right.
I mean, not this stuff is theory. It's all written down. They got the maps made and everything.
So after Secretary Rubio's visit to Panama City in January, right after January, February, right after he was confirmed, we were told that President Mulino was backing out of the bridge and the project entirely. One of the few countries that's ever backed out. But what you're saying is that he backed out, but they're continuing to build a bridge that's part of it.
Oh yeah, they're working on that bridge constantly. I mean, I go over there and look at it occasionally, and it's you can see it's building quickly. The ants are building; they're making a a bridge across the canal, and that bridge lands right at the Balboa port, which is the port that on the Pacific side that BlackRock is trying to buy. It lands right at the port, the Hutchison Whampoa port. That's here they call it Balboa port. If you look up Balboa Port on Google Earth, you'll see it very clearly, or go to my Substack again. On Substack, I have recent pictures because I took the helicopter, and also I've been up on the hill and I go on the bridge. I've got it from every different angle just so that people know what we're talking about. It's a substantial port. I mean, you'll see many, many, many thousands of containers there stacked up. You know, it's busy. And keep in mind, the Panama Railway also ends at that port, so you can take stuff off of the ships that is not allowed to go through the canal or whatever, and they can put it on the trains, and you know, there's various reasons why they put things on the train, but the train is still open. The train that was, you know, that was started back the train that the Chinese were working on when they came in the 1850s, it's still open. It's been new and improved, but I've been on that train. It's a beautiful train, and it's an intercontinental train that takes about an hour to get to the other side of the canal because the continent's pretty skinny here.
And, Michael, your opinion right now that China is looking to dominate Panama, what is your intuition, having lived there so long? Because the Panamanians tell the media they're proud and independent and they're not dominated by anybody. What's your opinion?
They're not dominated. at this point, but I know how China works, and it's a slow constriction. I mean, it's a boa constrictor, and they're doing it in Thailand too, and they're doing it in Taiwan as well. And you know, I've spent a lot of time in Thailand. I used to have an office there in Chiang Mai. Been all over Thailand, and I'm watching what China's doing. And the Thais also are amazingly independent. I love Thailand. It's a great country, very strong and resilient people. But China also is very clever. Like, for instance, now they're doing the drug thing all over Thailand with these cannabis stores everywhere, and like thousands of them, thousands. And those weren't there 3 years ago. And this is part of a psychological warfare operation, because, as you know, Greece of psychological operations is intoxicants, whether that be alcohol or any sort of drug. This has been like this for, I don't know, since recorded history. I mean, it goes way back. I find it in all kinds of old books where this strategy was used. I see China doing this all over the place. They're doing it in Japan as well, actually. The Japanese, for instance, Misako was at a farmers' protest yesterday, and the Japanese organizers of the protest did not want anybody bringing a Japanese flag up. They don't, just like Americans, being taught that an American flag is bad or taboo, they're doing the same in Japan, right? And so this is what – it's a slow process, like making a bonsai tree out of people's minds and twisting it the way that you want it. And to become – you know, I gave a speech in Japan, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, longer than that. And I said, you know, I travel around the world, and I've asked many people, what are your favorite countries, your least favorite countries? And I said, you know, I found only three countries that hate Japan. And do you know what those are? And the people I was speaking with were a bunch of historians and scholars and that sort of thing. And it was a big group, actually. They came to hear me speak. And so I said, who are the three countries that hate Japan? They're like, China, right? I'm like, okay. They're like, Korea. I'm like, yeah, but Korea really doesn't hate Japan so much, but there's a subset who does. And they're like, North Korea is the third one. I'm like, okay, let's just mix those together. There's one more country that hates Japan, and it hates Japan worse than any others. And nobody could get it. And I said, well, that country is obviously Japan, because nobody hates Japan more than Japanese do, because most of the rest of the world loves Japan. Japan is easily the most trusted country in the world, and by far. And still, the United States is widely respected, believe it or not. And I said, I've seen three countries that clearly hate themselves: Japan, United States, and Germany, right? There's some others. Luckily, Thailand still respects – the Thais still respect Thailand mostly. But they will. This will be eroded over time. This is part of the information war. And the Panamanians still respect Panama. They, you know, they feel – that they're independent, and they are somewhat until the real shoe drops. And this is a slow process where China comes. Keep in mind, the United States never controlled Panama. We only controlled the Panama Canal area, right? Panama was Panama, but the Panama Canal area was ours. That was 5 miles on each side of the canal. So a 10-mile strip where the Panama Canal was, that's where we built it. And then Then the communists came in, helped by the Chinese, and they were calling us colonialists. Of course, keep in mind that the colonialists were the ones who were speaking Spanish here and putting the Indians off the Imbara and the Kuna and all them, putting them off of their land. The colonialists, the next colonialist they were saying was the United States, where we just wanted to keep our canal. We put a huge amount into the infrastructure here, and that's why you can drink the water out of the tap here in Panama City, is because is this the only place in the Americas that you can do that, and in this part of the Americas anyway, where you can drink the water out of the tap? I'm not recommending you do it, but you can. Because of the United States, right? But so they did this huge information war and called us colonialists. But meanwhile, you know, a lot of the people that do that, again, are like descendants, direct descendants of the conquistadors. And so you can't make up the stuff. You know, the colonialist basically is the last one who showed up, right? But everybody else who did it before, oh, they're victims, right? For instance, on Hawaii, of course, the current Hawaiians genocided the Hawaiians before them. Then we came, you know, and so now we're the colonialists. And it's the same here. Now China is a clear colonialist. And now keep in mind, I've been up to Tibet and I've seen how China colonializes. It's not going to be fun. They do it in the manner of genocide, right? Like hardcore genocide. And I've told Panamanians, they want Panama, but they don't want you. China wants Panama. They absolutely do not want you. And you'll see it. Now they're in the minority here, so they're being all polite and nice to you. But once they've got a critical mass and this place has a sufficient number of Chinese, you're going to watch the mood change dramatically, dramatically. And they're better at business than you are, and they're more tribal, right? And they'll run you out.
Right.
You know, just like the Kuna are on a reservation and the Embera and the Wunan and the Nobe Bugle are on their reservations, they'll have you on a reservation.
Michael Yan, at Michael _ Yan for his Twitter address. And his Substack page is very simple. It's Michael Yan at Substack. This is the Friends of Mr. Debating Society. Panama at risk. Your move, Washington. I'm John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.